Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue in the sixth parak of Masech Shabbos, and today we are learning parak Vav, Mishnayos, Dalet, and Hey. So Mishnah Dalet is going to talk about different types of weaponry that a soldier might go out with, even Shalom B'Shas Melchama, even when it's not a time of war, and whether that's considered to be a Masa, which you're not allowed to go out with on Shabbos, or a Tachshit, which is not going to be an Isra on Shabbos. So we're going to have a Machlokas between the Chama and Rabbi Eliezer. So says the Mishnah, Lo Yetzei Ish Lo B'Sayif, Veloba keshes, veloba tris. A man is not allowed to go out with a sword or a bow and arrow or a shield. Veloba ala or a spear. And all of these things are things that he cannot go out with on Shabbos. Romach is a spear, and ala is something else. It's some other type of weapon. Not sure exactly, but what is it? It's let me just look it up very quickly. A club. Veloba ala, not with a club, nor with a spear. Of the imyatza, and if he does go out with any of those things on Shabbos, chayiv chatos. Then he's chayiv karmen chatos because he violated nisim min haTorah. Reb Lezer amar tachshit in heim lo. Reb Lezer says, no, this is a tachshit. It makes him look good and tough, and you know that's how he likes to dress up. V'chamram in el gnai. The chum say, no, there's nothing glorious about having weapons. How do I know there's nothing glorious about it? Shenemar v'kitzu charvosam liitim v'chaniso sehem lamazmeros lo. That in the future we're going to break all of our weaponry and turn them into farming utensils, because we're going to use our time instead of fighting wars. There's not going to be a need for fighting wars anymore. We're just going to be doing productive things like farming and the like, and there's not going to be any war anymore, and that's the ideal. So that's why it's considered to be not a tachshit. Biris tahora, a garter that a woman wears to hold up her stockings, is not mekabel tumah v'yotzen ba b'Shabbos, and she can go outside wearing it on Shabbos because it is considered to be clothing. Kavalim tameim, chains that are used to connect her garters are tamei, meaning they're mekabel tumah. It doesn't mean that they're necessarily tamei, meaning they would have their garters connected with a golden chain and to prevent the girl from taking very long strides, big steps, because that could damage her hymen, and it was very important that she retain her besulim. So it's a benefit for her to keep her body intact, and therefore it's considered clothing that's mekabel tumah. Vein yosem em b'Shabbos, and she can't go outside wearing it on Shabbos because she might take off her gold chains to show them to somebody else, and then she'll end up carrying them. So it's an isur midrabanan to go out with them on Shabbos. Now Mishnah Hey. Mishnah Hay and on is going to discuss a lot of things that you're allowed to wear outside on Shabbos. So Mishnah Hay talks about Yotze Isha Bechutei Seyar, Ben Mishalah, Ben Mishal Chavirta, Ben Mishal Behema. A woman could go outside into Rosh Hashanah with strings that are braided or laced into her hair that could be made out of hairs that have been detached, whether it's her own hair, her friend's hair, or even a hair of an animal, even strings made from another woman's hair that she might find, you might think is a little disgusting to her, and she might want to remove them, and kal v'chomer an animal's hair, which doesn't even look like normal human hair, so people might make fun of her, and she might want to remove them, but the chum, we're not concerned that that's going to happen, and therefore she's allowed to go out with it on Shabbos. Uba totefes uba sanbutin bazman shein tfurin. She can go outside with a headband or things that dangle from the headband that are sewn into her hat as a decorative piece. But and she can go out with a pad to protect her forehead or a shetel into a chatzer. But she can go out with a piece of cloth that she put in her ear, like a piece of cotton in the ear, to absorb any moisture that's coming from the ear. Or she can go out with something, also a piece of cotton, to protect her foot from hard shoes, or a pad that's meant to absorb any blood that's coming out during her zman nida. But palpal, she can go out with a peppercorn in her mouth that's meant to protect from bad breath, ubagargir melech, or some salt that she keeps in her mouth in order to heal some sort of tooth infection. She can go out with anything that's kept in the mouth as long as she doesn't put it in her mouth on Shabbos itself. So she can go out with these things in her mouth, but only if they were put there before Shabbos started. If she put them in the mouth on Shabbos, so people who don't know that she has bad breath or she has a tooth problem might think that she's using her mouth as a way to carry things on Shabbos, and we don't want that to happen. Not only that, even if it was in her mouth before Shabbos, but then it fell out on Shabbos, she's not allowed to stick it back into her mouth on Shabbos, for the same reason that she can't put it in the first place, that people are going to think that she's just using her mouth as a way to carry things. And then Shein Toteves, Shein Shalzav, Rebbe Matir, V'chamosim, when it comes to a false tooth or a gold tooth, so the Rebbe says that it's mutter to go out with such a thing on Shabbos, and the Chachamim say that it's aser to go out with such things on Shabbos, because the false tooth and the gold tooth are very noticeable, so that she might be embarrassed, and then she might take them out, and she might come to walk with them. That's always the concern when it comes to all these types of items. So to quickly review what we learned today, in Mishnah Dalet we said that a man is not allowed to go out on Shabbos with a sword, a bow, a shield, a club, a spear, and if he goes out, he's chayiv chatos, because it actually is a masui. And Rabbi Lezer disagreed. He said, no, weapons aren't a masui, they're tachshitin. But the Chacham said, no, they're not tachshitin, it's a gnai, because in the future, lasad lava, we're not going to want to be able to have to use weapons anymore. We said that a woman wearing a garter to hold up her stockings is not makabal tumah, because it's not a real beged, but you're allowed to carry it out on Shabbos, because it's a tzorech of the beged, because it holds up her stockings, and the chains that are used to hold the garters together to keep a woman's strides very short are mekabel tuma, and you're not allowed to go out with them on Shabbos, because midrabanan, we're concerned a woman might take them off. And then in Mishnah Hey, we said that a woman could go out with different strands of hair, even other people's hair or animal hair that are woven into her own hair, and she can go out aside with a headband or other accoutrements to her headband that are attached to her hat, and she can go out with a forehead pad or a shetel into the chatzer, and with padding in her ear and padding on her shoes and padding to catch her needle blood, and she can go out with something in her mouth, the peppercorn that protects from bad breath, or that help, or salt that protects from a tooth infection, and anything that she puts in her mouth on Shabbos, she's not allowed to put it in on Shabbos, but if it was there from before Shabbos, she can go out with those things. And not only that, even if it fell out of her mouth on Shabbos, she's not allowed to put it back in on Shabbos. Then we said that when it comes to false teeth, whether it be gold teeth or just other false teeth, Rebbe is matir walking out with those things on Shabbos, and the Chachamim aser, because the Chachamim think that she might come to take them off and show them to somebody else. Okay, we'll stop there, and tomorrow we'll pick up with Mishnayos, Vav, and Zayin.